Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, but especially to our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there. Thank you very much for the great job you're doing, and as well as our snowplow drivers and sanders and people, the DPW people that are out there doing their jobs tonight in some of the inclement weather conditions we'll be talking about a little bit. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from balmy Southern California, where it's much warmer there than it is here, go figure, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
They are not going to be out there very long because there they go. I'll tell you what, Kyle. You want to talk about a cool night? I got two different temperatures. One is 38 and one is 39 right here where I'm sitting right now at the Tampa International Airport, just south of the main terminal.
Wow. Well, that's cold.
Yep. So we'll see, and we're already below the low that it was supposed to be by morning, so we'll see what happens. But are you ready to say the pledge? We'll warm things up.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States. Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There you go, and we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we got a situation brewing right now over in the Ukraine, because things have gotten really hot now, because our Secretary of State is ordering all of the non-essential people that are there with the State Department out of the Ukraine right now, and telling them to get out now.
That's exactly right. I think they're also changing the travel advisories. Do not travel to Russia because of these issues with Ukraine at this point. So they're definitely gearing up, Captain, because I don't think they'd be ordering this kind of evacuation if they didn't really think that something was imminent.
Well, I agree something is imminent, and I agree because we have a weak president that this is all happening. Now, the other thing is, Representative Mike McCall, Republican of Texas, lamented that the United States has been projecting weakness since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan, and that has signaled to countries like Russia that they're going to tighten the noose around the Ukraine, and that's exactly what they're doing.
They are doing that, and you're right. The United States can't afford ever, whether it's a Republican or Democrat in the White House, to project weakness. Because, Captain, you know, people will ask, well, what happens? Are we going to go to war over Ukraine or this kind of thing? But really, the question that they need to be asking is, why are we not projecting the strength that we should? Because basically, no matter what's happening around the world, it's really our job to help to try to keep instability in check across the globe. And we don't do that necessarily by sending troops somewhere, but we do it by having a resolute, strong leadership in the White House. And that has evaporated. And so now it's anybody's guess what different things could happen in the world.
Well, we know that Biden's Secretary of State, Blinken, has asked if U.S. troops could be deployed to defend the Ukraine from the Russian invasion. Now, there is a report that they might be sending as many or as few, whatever the case may be, as 5,000 troops, which could be coming from either the 82nd Airborne or the 101st Airborne, over to the Ukraine.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, when you start to get to this kind of posturing and these kinds of things, it could ignite very, very quickly. And this is a very, very serious issue. Now, of course, Captain, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but don't you think that Vladimir Putin has tried to factor in the whatever the epic sanctions are?
Sure.
That Joe Biden talked
about? Who's laughing at Biden?
Well, of course he is.
Uh-huh.
Of course he is. He wants Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
I think he's already factored all this stuff in.
Well, here's what he's factored in, which tells me why he's getting ready to go. Russia's purported plan to install pro-Kremlin leadership in the Ukraine is now in place, and it's deeply concerning, according to the White House. Well, too bad, Joe. You're a little bit late. They've already decided who they're going to put in power to run the country.
Exactly right. That British authorities, I think, had made that known just recently. And you're right. I think the White House can say whatever they want about it. But there's a plan, evidently, in action that's going to start up here. This is a very, very big deal.
Speaking of a plan, hold on, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. I will take it right away in this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Now, I'll be talking to Dawn today about the MyPillow ads that are run and seeing what they're promoting. But right now, what they've told me to tell you is on sale at 50% off is the MyPillow slippers. Now, you can go to the MyPillow.com website, and you'll see them right there. Or you can go into the Radio Listener Specials page, which is right there, and that's for all the radio listeners, regardless of how you hear us on the radio. That's for all the radio listeners. Go over there and check it out. And there'll be about 150 items in there that are marked 50% off, 67% off, and 75% off. And you'll be able to save money with some of those products. But the big deal right now is the MyPillow slippers are 50% off. Now, I just ordered a second pair because I figured, well, my goodness, they want to do something like that. I'll definitely get in on it. So all you need to do, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Very simple. Promo code Captain on anything you see that you want. That gets it. And you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. 5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Save some money on those slippers, 50%, and see what else you can save money on while you're there. You'll love it. And by the way, they have a 60-day return policy. Think about that for a minute. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We talked about all this Russian stuff, But we also need to talk into here, or to mention into here, China. China has been taunting the U.S. Navy in their latest outburst to stay in an international spotlight. Now, they've been buzzing some of our ships. They've been buzzing some of our patrol aircraft. And I think if Russia goes into the Ukraine, China will take Taiwan very shortly thereafter.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that China's obviously watching this very closely, and I think they would want to take advantage of the chaos and the uncertainty that would be brought about by a Russian move into Ukraine. I don't see why they wouldn't do that from a strategic point of view. President Biden would then be having to look at two major global issues on two different fronts, and I think that they've taken the measure of Joe Biden. And it pains me to say it because, again, as I said earlier, you know, the American president has to be able to project power. Because these geopolitical big time issues are going to affect all of us, and once the dam breaks, as it were, you've got a lot of other players who will say we can do whatever we want, but these major catastrophes would just be unbearable for the Biden administration, I think.
Well, the thing that concerns me is that we have military leaders in number one, General Milley, number two, the Secretary of Defense. Who, by the way, was the general when he was last in the military, who was charged with getting all of our troops out of Iraq because because Obama wanted them out to see if we could have a nice peace and everybody get along and all that. And it wound up giving us ISIS and the caliphate. And so we know that didn't work. But yet that general is now today's Department of Defense Secretary, and I got real problems with all of that.
It doesn't seem like the A-team is advising the president at this point.
No, we have the B and C team, and there's no doubt about it.
Right.
And they lack the wherewithal, the leadership lacks the wherewithal to really do what needs to be done. I can tell you, I have no doubt in my mind if Donald Trump wasn't the president right now, and all this stuff was going on. Well, none of this stuff would be going on, number one. None of it. Because we wouldn't have given up, given in to Russia and said, oh, yes, you can come over and you can use the pipeline and it's okay to drill and we love you and this and the other. No, Russia's been waiting for the chance to do that for years. Plus, Russia is trying to put back the old Russian Empire, because the guy that they've got in there right now is the leader of the country, Vladimir Putin, is a student of the old Soviet Union.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think he does want to cobble it back together as best as he can. And I think that he really he's a true believer about that. And he will go when he can go. I don't know that he's waiting for a particular thing to happen. I think he's waiting for him to be confident enough that he's going to be very, very successful with it. But, Captain, I think a lot of people are very concerned, especially about where American forces, American troops might be concerned. Also, our ships at sea, if we start bringing an aircraft and so forth into any kind of an invasion to help repel it or support Ukrainian troops, that means that, well, our ships, our aircraft carriers, would be in the crosshairs, potentially, of Russian military.
Well, there's only one aircraft carrier that will be in the region, yes, and there'll be a battle group with it, yes. They'll have a lot of firepower, defensive and offensive, yes. But we do run the risk of putting them in an area where they could be shot at. And if I'm the Russian general and I feel pretty good about the way my army is going to perform, I wouldn't even worry about it. If anything happens and we start going and we start flying planes off our carrier, I think I'm going to take a pot shot at that carrier and try to get it out of the water.
Yeah, in other words, it would escalate very, very quickly. And
yeah,
at least up to this point, by and large, it's always been something that the United States, I think, and Russia have tried to avoid. They've had proxy wars and so forth. But here we go. If you have an aggressor who thinks that they have the upper hand, and as you say, you know, this is going to be maybe a target that they would no longer say that's off limits.
This is so dangerous. I mean, we are just absolutely, and it's all been brought on by a weak president.
Precisely. The more that you project that, and the way that, I mean, in other words, they're watching the same news conferences that we are. And I would think that they also have some other information that maybe, you know, is not maybe in the public eye per se.
Yeah.
And they've created this dossier, as it were, about Biden, and they know what to expect.
All right. Let me see here. Let's go to the phone line. I think we have Backgammon Bob on the phone. Is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain. Do you remember a long time ago in Russia, the Soviet Union broke up, Ukraine, I think a couple others, Belarus, a couple other ones. They gave up all the nuclear weapons back to the Soviets.
Yeah, Georgia. Georgia was actually where the nuclear weapons went, Georgia.
Yeah, did Ukraine have any of them?
They did at one time. I'm not sure they still do.
Yeah, I wonder if they have held back a few of them. That might be something for Russia to think about, you know.
Well,
anyway,
I'm sure they would. But, you know, if they start firing the real things back and forth, they will annihilate the Ukraine. You know that.
Yeah, well, that's like being doesn't matter. All Ukraine has to be able to do is to hit a couple, three Russian cities. They're not going to trade a couple cities, you know, like a couple nuclear weapons on Moscow is not going to be worth it to Russia.
Well, we'll see what's going on, and we'll ask Denise about that because that's more up her alley. But as far as whether or not they still have them or not, I don't know.
Yeah, ask Denise about that if you would.
Okay.
All right. See you later, Captain.
Thank you. All right. What do you think, Kyle? That is a possibility.
That is a real possibility, and we probably wouldn't know until we started to see these events happen. But I will say this, though. You know, we talk about projecting weakness, and what the Russian government has been watching, and Vladimir Putin and the Chinese, they've been watching America essentially be self-destructed by the riots and the constant division and fighting, the constant racial division that's being stoked, by the way, by the far left and the Democrat Party elite. They see all these things happen, and they just don't think that Biden's weak, but they think America has a real problem. And, of course, you and I, we know better. We know that, you know, we don't buy into this stuff and this kind of thing. But you have forces even here that are actually trying to make America come apart at the seams. And they look at that, too. This is why the far left Democrat Party elite and the president have really let us down.
That's why they call them Democratic Socialists. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have Kathy take us to break because she's going to give you the phone number. Okay, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, People are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And we're back. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them on Friday, and they were telling me how they were getting a lot of orders now, new orders, and people are starting to take advantage of this because they're kicking the habit with some of the hardcore drugs they've had to take, which is what I did. I wasn't taking a hardcore drug, but I was taking Mobic and Flexeril for something that I didn't really need to take it for, and it had some side effects to it, and I decided, well, I don't need this, so I started to take Aleve, but I had to take a lot of Aleve to cut the pain. Well, I don't have to do that anymore, because Relief Factor now is part of my integrated health plan. I've been going on 7 years using this product and getting rid of the Mobic, the Flexeril, and the Aleve I was taking. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all natural, and they help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It helps even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever problems you've got going on at the current time. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. And it's 100% drug-free. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, so it's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So check it out. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. You don't need to join any clubs, none of that nonsense. You just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Order it, give it a shot, see if it'll work for you. If it does, you're in like Flynn. And by the way, if it doesn't, you're only out $19.95. And it is totally, totally tax deductible as something that you can use on your deductions when it comes to medical supplies and this, that, and the other. So think about that for a minute. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Check it out. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got one of our Tuesday regular lunch guys on the phone here. He wants to talk about what we were talking about. It's Mike. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's going on?
Well, NATO gave us the Ukraine had nuclear weapons, and they were stationed there anyway during the Soviet Union. And they were given assurances, verbal, by NATO that if they got rid of them, they would have the protection of NATO. And that's what they gave them up. I think a few A-10s over there would help a little bit. I think that would be an intimidation thing.
Let me ask you a question. Is that some of the nuclear stuff that found its way to Canada?
I don't know that. But I know one thing. Germany is a weak link in NATO.
Yeah.
Canada is not, they're not up to NATO treaty standards as far as the numbers. They got good people, but not enough of them. They should have twice the size of the army or the military that they have. The thing is that Canada has more German Leopard 2 tanks than Germany itself.
Wow.
That's how anemic Germany is. They've been relying totally on the U.S. coverage. And now that the chips are down, they're not very helpful. The weakest link in NATO is Germany.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And the European Union, they have not really helped. And I think that's one reason why England bailed out. But anyway, that's what I have. But they were given assurances by NATO.
Okay.
And they did, but they did have the nuclear weapons. And God, if they still had them, the Crimea would be still Ukrainian territory.
Yeah.
The Ukrainian people, as a whole, have boots for Russia. They've hated them for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the eastern part of NATO, the Ukraine, is heavily populated by Russians from the occupation.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, thanks, Mike. We're going to chat about that and a couple of other things. But thanks a lot.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Just one thing.
It's yes.
Refreshing to have a professor that thinks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Okay. That's our friend Mike. And there you go, Kyle. So what do you want to say about that? Because I do know that at one time it was no secret. That's where some of the weapons, the nuclear weapons, were in the Russian arsenal. They were kept in Ukraine. But they were also kept in the province of Georgia.
Well, that's right. And, of course, there's a lot of intervening time since the demise of the Soviet Union. But obviously, when they came into Crimea and so forth, that was not answered back in that regard, or even threatened as far as we know. But even so, it's Russia proper and the United States, which I think are the real concerns here, because if we get involved in this or the world gets involved with this, at one point Russia is likely, they're either going to prevail and they're going to take Ukraine, or they're going to start losing, and Lord only knows what Putin would do at that time. Because the only way that you know, in other words,
as it was back in the earlier times, you could replace a lot of the equipment fairly quickly, relatively speaking. These days, if you start shooting down planes or you start sinking ships, there's one side that's going to start having a real bad day really, really fast.
Yeah.
And looking at not strategic perhaps, but at least going out the gate, but at least tactical nuclear weapons would not necessarily be something that Putin would not consider. In other words, mm-hmm. it's not as unthinkable to him mm-hmm. As it is to the rest of everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's where I think is the concern, because you start, if you have one side that starts losing equipment or demonstrably starts losing it, that could be a very, very, very bad day.
All right, well, we're going to change gears a little bit because our pal is in the news again. Actually, two of our pals, even Bernie Sanders admits the Republicans are laughing all the way to Election Day. He's saying that the Democrats are in real trouble because, according to him, they haven't stuck to their guns. And I don't mean guns.
No, well, it's what it is. It's the far left is mad because they wanted Biden to do all this stuff, and he came in looking like he was going to be a lot more left, and he's not left enough for them at this point. But what Biden should have done, could have done, and could have maybe squelched a lot of the far left was to govern from the center, to be more of a centrist,
sure,
to be more reasonable.
Sure.
There would have been things that got passed, even sure. with the help of Mitch McConnell, for example.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Here we go, a little Dr. Fauci report. Able to go where no one else can, because he's bought everybody off and been paid lots by the Chinese. It's little Dr. Fauci. Okay, little Dr. Fauci has revealed a new long-term normal after accepting COVID isn't going away. Kyle, what is that new long-term normal?
Well, basically, he's basically saying that we're going to be learning to live with the virus. We're not going to eradicate it, and it's going to be part of what he sees the general respiratory illnesses that crop up every year.
And we should continue to wear masks until day 99.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all part of it. What a dope.
Yeah. Well, you know, we wouldn't be even in this position right now, I think, if we had tried to have an idea of living with the virus earlier on. And maybe helping to treat people in a different way, or at least having the openness to find out what doctors around the country mm-hmm. were finding out, what mm-hmm. they were doing, what was working.
Yep.
But no, this was a political virus.
Do you know what I keep hearing from all the people around me that are medical trained?
What's that?
Immunity. They've got immunity because they already had the disease. They've already had COVID. They've already had the Delta. They've already had Omicron. They've got immunity. We're not hearing anybody talk about it.
That's right.
Oh, boy. All right. Hold that thought. Coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break again.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mama looking good in some jeans all red. bottle sitting pretty.
That is Kid Rock, and that's one of his oldies but goodies, but that's a classic, Podunk. You ever heard that one, Kyle?
I have not heard that, but I recognized it as being Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, different.
That's one of them down country hillbilly type songs, and if you see the video, you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, let me just read this real quick and give it to you. A second Clipper will move through the northern plains into the Great Lakes, the Ohio Valley, and northeast on Monday and Tuesday with additional light snow, which may impact travel. A storm is suspected to develop across the western Gulf of Mexico Monday and march east through Tuesday into Florida, which will bring with it gusty winds, some heavy rain, and some thunderstorms. So isn't that nice? And by the way, currently where I'm sitting, I've got 38 degrees on both thermometers right here just outside the airport.
Wow.
Your turn.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out tonight just a real quick birthday wish going out to Will listening out there tonight. He checked in earlier, and we want to wish him a very happy birthday. All right. We have what we see on the map tonight, Captain. Winter weather advisory. This along I-90. This is going to be in the northern part of Wyoming, but also the southern part of Montana as I-90 traverses there. You got a winter weather advisory. Also, winter weather advisory up near Great Falls, Montana, which is along I-15, of course. But starting around Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and heading out west through Spokane into central Washington, you've got a dense fog advisory going on tonight. So this is obviously a very, very big issue. You also have a freezing fog advisory south of there as well in the Walla Walla area as you go across Interstate 84. So be very, very careful, advised of that. Also, dense fog advisory. This is going to be around Seattle, come down Interstate 5 through Portland, all the way down through Eugene. And looks like it's going to dissipate a little bit as you get south of Eugene. So at least you'll be coming out of it then if you're traveling that way. Otherwise, we have a pretty quiet map tonight, Captain. So that's actually a pretty good thing. Our mountain passes and so forth, we don't see a whole lot of problems going on. But we do have high wind north of Cheyenne on Interstate 25 and then also on I-80 heading out west of Laramie up towards Elk Mountain, high wind warning there. So high-profile vehicles, be careful out there.
Well, we have the beginnings of our snow starting to pop up in North Dakota and South Dakota, especially right around Sioux Falls, and that is going to move to the east over today and tomorrow. And we also have some snow right now around Lake Michigan, on the west side of Lake Michigan, as well as around Chicago, totally around Chicago, over to Gary, and then over about halfway across Indiana on 80-94, and then right straight up the western side of Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan, all the way up to the Upper Peninsula. Now, there's some really, really cold temperatures up right now in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so be advised of that. And again, as I tell everybody, when you get your fuel, make sure you got it right long before you get in the area, because the temperatures are so cold up there, it won't take much. Even with your heated tanks, it won't take much if your tanks aren't almost full when you get there to have ice in the tanks, and then you've got real problems when it gets to the fuel pump. Now, here's the other thing. We do have very cold temperatures in the Deep South tonight. And you're not going to be able to get out of them no matter where you go when you hit Tennessee and North and South Carolina all the way over to the Mississippi River and south. Now, in particular, my area of Florida, we have a deep freeze warning for the southeastern part of Georgia to include Valdosta over to Brunswick, on up to Tifton and all the way across almost to Savannah, Georgia. Temperatures are in the 20s. Some temperatures may, in fact, be in the teens tonight up there. And that's going to do a lot of damage to a lot of the crops that are in the ground, the early crops. Some crops have been planted already. The upper panhandle, rather, panhandle of Florida, there's some really cold temperatures there tonight. The hard freeze warning continues from Jacksonville down to, let me see here, Fernandina Beach, and then on an angle across to just north of Tampa, probably next county up Pasco, and then all the way up U.S. 19 to the Georgia line to include I-75. You've got temperatures that are going to be in the 20s and 30s, low 30s and upper 20s. We have a hard frost advisory all the way down to Lake Okeechobee and right down to Miami right now. Now, Leo chimed in a little while ago from Miami, Kyle, and said it was 50 degrees going down to 45, but I'll tell you what, I think they're going to get some cooler temperatures than that tonight because we're already down below where our low was supposed to be by 4 degrees.
Exactly right, yes.
So I'm thinking, batting down the hatches there, Leo, turn the heat on, you're going to need it.
Exactly.
And I hope he's got more than just a windbreaker to wear because it's cold out. And I'll tell you what, Saturday we had an event in Bradenton. A lot of brave souls braved it. We didn't have quite the crowd we thought we were going to have because it was just miserable outside, cold with a little bit of a wind and some drizzle when we started out. The rain went away, the wind stayed, and then we had the cold temperatures. But the people that were there heard a lot of really good stuff. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course, drivers out there, don't forget, you're going to get a great cup of coffee, the best cup of coffee.
They need anything that's hot.
That's right. And at the Pilot and Flying J, they're bean-to-cup machines. They're brewed fresh on the spot, every cup. And their traditional drip machines or brewing machines, they're done every hour. So you're never going to get a stale cup of coffee at the Pilot or Flying J. And when you drive in, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. Pro drivers, you can earn 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. You'll earn 2 points with the other guys. So you definitely want to check it out. Also, download the My Rewards Plus app as well, because you're also going to get exclusive offers and other great ways of tracking your points and doing all the great things that you want to do when you pull into the Pilot and Flying J. And so do that today. In fact, if you're on the road, you want to find out where the closest one is, go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function, and you'll find them right away.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Hour number two coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. Got the news coming your way. Stations are going to pay a few of their bills. And we'll be back in about 6 minutes past the hour. In the meantime, this guy here is going to take you to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Bye, shotgun. Bye, shotgun.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.